We're talking about this on Yes, I Said It. We're talking about the age at which we think would be appropriate for us to perhaps start even introducing house chores to our children because of an incident that I had this past weekend where I learned of a 15-year-old who couldn't do, I'm talking about literally anything. And it is so embarrassing for a mom, for a dad. Around the house, but because, you know, we cushion them so much, feels lost. And so we've asked you to share with us what you think the appropriate age could be for us to start introducing such things to our children.
Morning, Rise. There isn't really a specific time. I would say as early as possible. For instance, Mina, my son is turning 5 in December, but every time he knows he has to clear the table, take his zija, ayos bage sinkin, oksalema platin, okpagem konyen, we pick up our toys, ag, if it edilu ukeza, magumans pants, imopuyas, lahla lakon, asul, like little things, ageko perfect, yes, because of some nane, but he knows, uguti, mauka to go to goods, you clean up. This is what you do. In particular, you have to wear a washing basket. Isn't that a child? Because as young as he is, they grasp a lot at that age. So if you think you're 10 years, you are late. So I would say as early as possible.
And clearly, we are to blame for this man because overlutswe na hi man yabona mina ngakhula kabuhlungu man ngakhula hey ngiwashata imbahla ngiklina fine. No one can take away that experience from you, but does that mean ngokuthi mntwana kufanele angati lutho? You share with us. You can use our WhatsApp number. That number is 072-885-7702. You can share in on the conversation, but also we are going to be speaking to Advocate Matari Manyisa. She is a member of the South African Bar Association. And just a few.
It's going to be like Do-Good Friday. Just 67 times better. Hi, Dumela. So we have a feature, right, on a Rise FM lunch. It's called Do Good Friday, where we try and do a little bit of good in the world. We all know it's much needed. But now, it's Mandela Month. We thought we'd ask you to help us. So please, bring any wearables, clothes, shoes, blankets, anything pre-loved to the Rise FM studios here in Mbombela. And I will personally make sure we can do as much good as we can this Mandela month. Let's do good Fridays on Rise FM Lunch with Lily Wakhamakofane for the whole of Mandela month.
Such a great initiative by Lily. Eh? So if you do have those clothes, or shoes, or blankets that you can donate, please do and bring it to our station here at The Grove. Okay. So we are speaking to Advocate Matari Manyisa. She is a member of the South African Bar Association. Advocate, a very good morning to you and great to have you with us on the show this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right. So we're talking about what some might say maybe a sensitive subject because we're talking about children and the age at which they should start working. And we're talking about this because we live now in an age where we have bo auntie et indlini, you know, they help us, they take care of our children. To some extent, we don't even want our children to do anything at home because we regard that as perhaps being too much work. What does the law say about the age at which children should start working?
Okay, so the South African Constitution defines a child as anybody who is under the age of 18 years, right?
Yeah.
And a child worker would be a person that we can refer to as what the BCAA, which is the act which regulates the basic conditions of employment, a worker, a child worker would then be what a person referred to as an employer in that act is, right? So in South Africa, the work, the minimum age for a child to work is 15 years old. And it also is subject to compulsory regulations, right? So the BCSA, the BCEA is the one that sets out these regulations, right? And the regulations do not permit the employment of any child who is under 15 years of age, who is also a child who is subject to compulsory schooling in terms of any law. And then it also does not permit any child to reduce any conditions of employment applicable to the employment of any person in the Act or any other law, insofar as it applies to the employment of a child. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, when you talk about the age, then it makes me think of a couple of things, because now we have children who are actors, or you have children who are on social media, perhaps promoting a certain brand, who may be younger than 18. I mean, as young as 7 or even 6. Is that something that is allowed?
Well, if that does not affect the child, the child's development, and interfere with the child's ability to go to school, their social well-being, their physical, their mental well-being, then it shouldn't really be an issue. Because in any event, if we're talking about social media, for instance, we've got children, like you're saying, that are maybe brand ambassadors, they're advertising and so forth. But in any event, most of the time, their parents are running those social media accounts. Their parents are, doing most of the work and so far, and it's mostly supervised, then I don't think that would be so much of an issue. When we're talking about child labor, we're talking about hazardous situations, heavy child labor, working in the mining industry, children being trafficked so that they can work as soldiers or as slaves for soldiers, sex workers, that kind of stuff. That would then adversely affect the child and hinder them from, you know, developing as an individual, going to school and such things. So I wouldn't really say that things like social media and so forth can really be defined as a child worker, if you understand what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, that's Advocate Matari Manyisa. She is a member of the South African Bar Association. Advocate, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. Perfect. Thank you so much for speaking to us.